And trying to break the line. Did you ever play that?
Yeah, we played it, but I don't recall what we called it. And we had tugs of war, where you had one string of kids on one side and another string on the other side pulling a rope or something between them to try to pull the other side across a line in the center. Well, that was called tug of war.
Did you ever play any games with a knife?
No.
Or a rope?
Tug of war.
Or anything else?
No.
What kinds of parties did you have when you were pretty young?
We didn't. We didn't have parties. People couldn't afford parties when I was a kid. No, we didn't have parties. Birthday parties, maybe, but that was it.
What kinds of records would you like to listen to?
I like any kind of music except the loud, noisy rock and roll. I've got operatic recordings, I've got semi-classics, I've got classics, I've got popular singers.
Is there anything about life in the city that you might have expected me to ask but I didn't mention?
Can't think of anything. I think you've pretty well covered it.
How do you feel about standards of correctness for English? What would you feel is correct? What would you consider good English?
I don't know. I don't know what to say about English. Was a subject that came easy for me. I didn't have any real problems with grammar or English in school. And I know bad grammar when I hear it. And there are an awful lot of them being turned out of the schools today that say such things as, I come here early today, I have already did it. Things like that that I know immediately are bad grammar. There's a lot of it around nowadays. I don't know whether it's because there's no emphasis on it in the schools or what the problem is, but children, boys and girls graduating from high school today just don't seem to have been taught the way I was taught. I use some words wrong, and but I think as far as the actual grammar, I'm not too far wrong.
How was English taught when you were pretty young? Or how was school? How was it?
Well, I think school system was entirely different when I was in school. Teachers were more dedicated, maybe. If we were not learning, we were kept after school. I don't think teachers keep children after school nowadays to give them special attention, but we were all the way through from grammar school on up. Teachers took an interest in you. They spent extra time with you if you needed it. I had an algebra teacher in junior high school who used to get down with a piece of chalk and write the algebraic formulas on the floor beside my chair so I would learn them. And her room looked like a mess because there was were formulas written all over the floor with chalk. In high school, I was having trouble with the bookkeeping course, and the teacher got one of the other students who was very good at bookkeeping to stay with me after school, and we were there till 5 o'clock in the afternoon with this other student helping me because she understood bookkeeping and I didn't. I took shorthand and I failed it, and the next year, the teacher told me when she assigned two pages of homework for the class, I was to do 5 pages.
Ooh.
And my typing teacher kept me after school several times trying to help me type and told me I was never going to be able to type, that I was wasting my time and hers too. And I said, yes, ma'am, I am wasting my time. I'll never be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I started working the day before I graduated, sitting at a typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
I've been